104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Jen BT.
What's up, Ed Lover?
We have the case of God's plan here on
God's
a paternity
plan.
Test Tuesday. Yes, yes. LaShawn asked for a paternity test. LaShawn, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Why did you want a paternity test, and why is this a case of God's plan?
Well, everything is God's plan, and the way I feel about it.
Absolutely. Praise Jesus.
Right? God's good all the time. I have a little girl, and I go to this church I've been going to for, at least a decade now. And I had a fling on a break with my longtime boyfriend, Malik, who is actually my daughter's father. I had a fling with someone at the church, and I don't know why or for what has him thinking this, but he thinks he's the father of my daughter. He's not. And he keeps telling everyone at church that he is.
Really?
And it's creating this like weird, it's wild. And it's not something that, you go to church to pray and to commune with God. It's just, I want him to let it go.
Okay. And this young man is on the phone with us right now. Terrence,
yes,
Terrence, are you there?
How you doing?
I'm good, Terrence. How you doing, Terrence? What's going on here, Terrence?
Well, first of all, I want to introduce myself. I am Terrence, a member of the church, have been a member of the church for the past 25 years, and really want to make sure that, listen, I'm an upstanding dude, and when I feel it in my heart that God has blessed me with a child, and I'm seeing that manifestation of that child in front of me, it's only right to let the truth be known. I mean, as long as we're constantly followers of the truth, and with me knowing the truth of this child, knowing that this child is definitely mine for a fact, I feel the need to spread the word as I've been spreading the good word all throughout my life.
We only had sex a handful of times at most. We always use protection. Like, what are these facts?
The fact is, I have been blessed with the spirit of knowing, the spirit of truly knowing. Just like we know that we can walk by faith and not by sight, this is the spirit of just knowing that this child is 100% mine. I don't need any type of parental tests or whatever the case may be, because in my spirit, I know that God is blessed with this child. So there's no necessarily a notion that we need to keep on moving forward and trying to figure it out if it is or is not, because I know it for a fact to be true.
Wow. Now, Terrence, besides feeling it in your soul that you think this daughter is yours, does she look like you?
My daughter definitely does look like me. It's been very much seen. In fact, my mom can definitely tell not only from her cheekbone but from her nose that like I have the exact same nose. And when you break down and calculate how long it was, it matches up.
What do you think, LaShawn?
I mean, what infant do you know has cheekbones? I think he's seeing what he wants to see, and it's not actually true.
LaShawn, how'd you end up with Terrence in the first place?
Me and Malik had some issues. It's complicated. Trust issues. It just got the best of us. And on a break, you start to go to someone as a friend and you trust them and they're consoling you and it turned into something else. I mean, it definitely was a legitimate thing. And he is a great guy, but
oh man,
it's just not what he thinks or he wants it to be. It's just not.
Terrence, do you know Malik?
I've seen him around. I knew the type of stress that he was dealing with. She said it wasn't a legitimate date. It was a legitimate funds that were coming out of my legitimate pocket to pay for this legitimate date that we definitely legitimately had. So for us to be together I thought we had a good time. We had a great time. And, post the date, we got a little bit of intimate. And, I just followed my heart and, it landed how it was.
And LaShawn is like, no, Terrence, this is not your daughter at all. LaShawn, are you absolutely sure that there's no way this is Terrence's child?
Absolutely positive.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, too. Does Malik go to the church, too? How is this affecting your church community or you being able, to be a part of your church community?
Yeah, let's speak on that.
Well, Malik and I actually, we come from different churches. So we'll kind of bounce back and forth. Sometimes he visits my church. Sometimes I visit his. Which, fortunately, that is the case because it just really is uncomfortable. And it's starting to become awkward. And Malik is just a really calm, gentle spirit. But I think it's starting to get him, addressing his daughter as their own.
Well, that's good. Malik's able to keep a level head.
Wait a minute. He does that in front of Malik? He addresses your child as his?
Oh, yeah.
Terrence, you do that?
100%. And when you know something to be a fact, you say if you got a $100 bill, you're not going to call it 50, right? So you might
right.
as well identify exactly what you know is to be yours. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, what do you hope to do, Terrence? What do you want to do? You want to just be a father to this little girl? What are you trying to do?
I know that I am not only a rightful father, but I know that, you know, a lot of times when we get into these situations, we aren't really, really ready. We haven't planned, both for the position that I've been in and for me also wanting to be a father, knowing that I'd be a great father, a good Christian father. I only want to just provide a great lifestyle to this child that I know is mine, and just to move forward with that child, honestly and truly.
Are you sure it's just that? Because there was a marriage proposal that you're leaving out.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to focus on the child, what we have between you and I. That did happen. I did ask this wonderful, amazing woman to marry me. Twice, in fact, and you know, it seems as though that she may have been a little bit distracted and can't see facts for what they are. Here we do. We have this child together, and it's only right for us to have a Christian union, for us to then, you know, wed, you know, a little bit different than the traditional way, but still having the same conclusion what all Christian families should have.
We got to take another break here. Terrence, are you absolutely sure this is your daughter?
100%.
LaShawn, are you absolutely sure that this is Malik's child?
Without a doubt.
My thoughts are this. If you both say that you wore protection the few times that you had sex, Terrence, how can you be so sure?
Listen, man, I don't really know how or what. I just go with my gut, follow the word, and just listen to God through all things. And it has been heavy on my heart telling me that that is my child, period. Mm. I know for a fact. And so I'm just following that spirit.
Oh, okay, now I do understand that you are the youth pastor at the church, and I understand when God tells you something, because God speaks to me every day of my life.
Amen,
but
brother.
There's a little bit of science to this thing, isn't there, LaShawn?
Yeah, and the science is that we had protected sex, and yeah, accidents do happen, and maybe condoms are apparently not 100% effective, but they work most of the time.
Okay. And you can count back, LaShawn, to when you had unprotected sex with Malik?
Yes.
To when you got pregnant?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing else to do but see if this is truly a case of God's plan, yes, and see if Terrence is, in actuality, the father of LaShawn's little girl. Jen BT, may I have the envelope, please?
Yes, you may. Here you go. Moment of truth.
Thank you very much, Jen.
You're welcome.
Get this thing open. And see what we got. Okay. In the case of Terrence being the father of LaShawn's little girl, Terrence, you are 99.999%. Drum roll, please. Thank you. Terrence, you are not the father of that little girl, bro.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
What?
You're not
the
father.
The father.
No. Not according to science, you're not.
That can't be possible.
It's very possible. I just told you it's possible, and DNA diagnostics does not lie. You are not the father.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sorry, bro.
Pray on it, and maybe God will give you another truth.
I think God is going to give you the child that you are supposed to have when you're supposed to have it, Terrence.
I understand that, but this... You know, we'd been intimate, and she genuinely took a liking in me. And how did she even say it? We talked about family, we talked about relationship, we talked about our daughter.
Yeah, but that's not your daughter, bro. And LaShawn, good luck. I hope Malik is stepping up and doing the right thing, and I hope you guys are happy together. I'm sorry, Terrence, but thank you. Thank you, LaShawn. Your case is now closed, LaShawn. You have absolutely 100% accuracy that this man is not the father of your daughter, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we appreciate you both. Stay in church and keep God first. I appreciate you today. It's the Ed Love and Morning Show, another Paternity Test Tuesday.